This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I did talk to him the night before, but we didn't discuss this, you know, specifically at all. I mean, we were basically talking about the previous game and, you know, his breaking 60,000-yard record and accomplishing that. And sorry, got hit so many times. And how was he feeling? And so, no, in terms of whether I was going to do it or not, no, we didn't discuss that.
Yeah, that was Woody Johnson. And Ed, I can imagine when Woody Johnson asked Aaron Rodgers how he was feeling, mm-hmm. that part of the conversation went to Robert Saleh.
Of course it did. I mean,
why are we acting like this didn't happen?
Like, come on. Listen, and this isn't like unusual. If you think about the highest level of elite quarterbacks, do you think Tom Brady didn't get to kind of run things? Do you think Peyton Manning didn't? I mean, come on. Come on.
Come on.
Stop it. It's like ridiculous. Those guys have total say and total control over this because you can't do without them. You can't, without Aaron Rodgers, as much as it's sucky right now, they're nothing without him, as talented as they are. It's just they got a great defense. They got some great offensive pieces. He goes, you got nothing.
Let's be honest. Why do you think John Harbaugh is Lamar Jackson's biggest cheerleader?
Where was his career before Lamar came?
He's leaving.
It was very tenuous.
Yeah, but at the same extent, too. You do have the situation with Aaron Rodgers being a douchebag by going to the boss to try to get rid of his boss or the coach. I don't know that Manning's doing that. I don't know some of the other guys doing that, unless there's a serious issue behind the scenes.
I think he invited Rodgers out to dinner. I think that was part of the conversation. I don't know whether Woody Johnson started that conversation or Aaron Rodgers started that conversation. This was the dinner they had.
I mean, look, we could sit here and say that, and I could be dead wrong on this.
I'm not saying you're dead wrong. I'm just saying this. I think there's two ways this could have gone. That's what I'm saying.
He's made public statements about him. He's done things on camera, shoving him away from him when he tries to give him a hug. He's blamed everybody else but himself. That's Aaron Rodgers. That's who he is.
I think there's also a chance that Woody Johnson could have asked him, dude,
asked him what?
Is this, like, this the right man?
Is this the problem? Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong by no stretch. I'm not debating. I'm just saying I think there's also a possibility Woody Johnson's going to say, look, is this guy the problem?
And Aaron Rodgers was like, oh, I can't believe you're going to ask me that. Well, here's the 43-page report that I wrote on.
And if he did ask him, I agree. That's probably how Aaron Rodgers. No, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is passive-aggressive, though. I don't think he's passive aggressive.
I do.
He's not passive aggressive.
He's aggressive.
He's outwardly aggressive.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's also passive aggressive when it comes to some of the things that he says about what's going on with the team, the coach, and all that. Like, he'll make statements. And people are pointing out that Robert Saleh said something to the fact about changing plays at the line of scrimmage, and that was, or the cadence. Because Aaron's done that his whole career. Pat Mahomes has taken it. There's a lot of guys in this league that are unbelievably good at getting you to jump to get those big plays.
And I think that was probably, okay, all right, Mary Franklin, you want to talk about my cadence? Jeremy, was this the right move to make?
I think it was the right move to make last year. I don't think it was at the end of the season. I don't think it's the right move to make right now because I don't know how this helps the team with a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury to just get rid of the coach and side with him. I don't like the way that this looks because it does look like somebody's just going above somebody else's head. And, oh, by the way, we can sit here and say what we want about Robert Saleh. That defense is a top five defense. That offense with the Hall of Fame quarterback is trash.
Hey, Ed, I couldn't agree with Jeremy more. If they were going to make the move with Robert Saleh, I thought he should have been gone after last year.
Me too.
I didn't think he was the guy then.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. And so you bring him back. I was okay. Get healthy Rodgers, maybe this will save the day. I mean, look, they're still not. If they beat the Bills, they're in first place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this is like the season's lost.
And they can very easily get back into this. Could they be at the front runner for Davante Adams? I mean, they were talking about, I've heard mixed reports with the Ravens, but the Jets and who's the other team that Steelers and the Saints. Thank you, Joe. The Saints were the ones brought up, and with the Saints losing three games in a row and losing their quarterback, it's like, I don't know that he's going there. But he's got to be going somewhere, right? I mean, I feel like it's going to happen in Vegas, and then everybody keeps assuming it's going to be the Jets to pair back up with Aaron Rodgers.
I kind of think that's the least likely place to go.
Well,
the Jets.
Of the teams we've heard?
I'm not saying it's not a good fit. I think it's least likely. It may be the best fit, but least likely.
Well, not like if you're letting Aaron Rodgers come in and tell you what you should do with the coach, if that's what happened, then I'm pretty sure he's probably telling you, hey, we need to trade for my buddy.
Oh, no, no, no. Let me get this crystal clear. Make this crystal clear. Aaron Rodgers told him. I just don't know whether Aaron Rodgers asked or Aaron Rodgers initiated. That's the only thing I'm debating. Aaron Rodgers definitely did this. I just don't know whether he asked or initiated.
Do you think he lost his voice screaming for Aaron Rodgers outside of the facility when he was coming out, waving his pom-poms and his flag for A-Rod over there? Get out of here, man. Ain't nobody believing you.
I just said he
you
did
know
it.
What he did. No, I ain't listening to this nonsense.
I don't know whether he initiated this conversation or he was asked this conversation. But he did it.
By the way,
did it.
How can we have a debate about something that's so, that doesn't even matter? Who started the conversation? How did it end? It ended with the coach getting fired. So I'm pretty sure somebody said something.
I think it matters. I think it matters. If someone asked you about what's going on around the station and you answered, You think that's as bad as you going to someone, initiate the conversation to what you don't like about the station?
I mean, it's the same result. It's like when we talked about
it's all how it starts. I didn't volunteer this information. I was asked this information.
Do you think the person that ends up getting fired cares about where it started working?
I don't care about the person that got fired.
But I'm saying the outcome's the same.
I'm talking about how I started. It's with me, was I the douchebag that started this conversation trying to get this man fired? Or was I the guy to answer the question that I was asked?
Okay. I don't agree. Like, it's the same that we talked about when we mentioned the UNLV quarterback leaving. The result's the same, whether or not he did it for the right reasons because he didn't get his money, but he did leave his teammates hanging. You can slice it any way you want.
That's the opposite of what you normally say about being results oriented. It's how you get there. You're being results oriented. I'm minding my business. He comes over to me. He asks me a question about what's going on around here. I give him the answer. Most likely, if he responds that way, it's because that's what he wants.
It's not even the same thing.
I think if Woody Johnson didn't have this in mind already, he wouldn't have asked Aaron Rodgers.
Results driven has to do with what you're doing. You know, what type of input you had in your game to fix it. This isn't a conversation thing. Like, it's results driven because I'm sitting down having a conversation with somebody. It's the performance. That's when I'm talking about results driven.
But hear me out.
This isn't a performance.
If Woody Johnson asked me about Robert Saleh, it's because Woody Johnson had doubts about him in the first place. Now, if I go and plant that seed, then that makes me a bad person. But if he comes and asks me a question, that means he already had that in his mind in the first place. Because if he didn't have doubt about Saleh, he's not asking you about Saleh.
We're spending way too much time on thinking that this guy didn't start anything. Like,
it's whether you plant the seed or not.
No, you're spending way too. Come on, man. This is Aaron Rodgers. He's the same guy that tried to throw his old coach under the bus, had fights with him. So now all of a sudden he's changed and Woody Johnson's the one that reached out to him?
I didn't say he changed. You have your personal vendetta against him, but that's not what I'm saying.
No, come on. That's BS. Don't give me this personal. Yes, it is.
You do have a personal vendetta. You don't like him.
It doesn't mean I have a personal vendetta against him because I don't like him. I just bet on him this weekend. What are you talking about?
That's money. That's gambling.
You love him. So you have a personal vendetta because you like him.
I'm saying whether or not he planted the seed or not. That's what I'm saying.
This is the most ridiculous little part of this conversation. Like,
it's not the most. It's the biggest part of the conversation.
No, it's not.
Did he rebuff your advances one time?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
No. Like, this is, I mean, this is so.
Oh, so it happened.
This is so stupid when you sit here and look at these things.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're sitting here. We just spent 15 minutes talking. Is he the one that went to him or did he go to him? It's like, oh my God, she cheated. Did she text him first or he text her first? They cheated. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
If Woody Johnson goes to Aaron Rodgers because Woody Johnson had doubts about his head coach in the first place. So neither one of them wanted him. Versus me going to you and planting the seed. Hey, you know, he's a bad guy. He can't do this. I didn't plant the seed. You came to me.
Okay. All right. That's the right guy to go to, though, then, right? If you want to get something started, that's definitely the right guy to go to get something started. I mean, come on. I'm not defending this guy anymore because it's never his fault. He never does anything wrong. He's this star. And you guys can sit here and say what you want. It's been the same thing.
What I say?
Well, you're a Jets fan, so you loved getting him because you thought it was going to put you over the top.
Of course they did.
Surprise, it's the same crap you've seen before.
I've called Aaron Rodgers a petty douchebag for years.
Yeah, but you like him.
But that doesn't mean I don't know he's a petty douchebag. I'm about to defend. Hey, he's not a petty douchebag. I never defended that. He is. But I don't know if Woody Johnson wanted Robert Saleh fired himself at all.